could be an obligation. You got what I'm saying? It's the whole pachas in Indian Gadol. Really? Okay. Who, you? I want to thank Yitzi for sponsoring the Shilu L'Nishmas. My wife lost her niece, our niece, yesterday, Nebuch, a 17-year-old girl. And they're making chast in a week, so it's a Dover Kasha Ma'id. So it should be Lilu Nishama for Chayesor, Basari Zev, and also should be making on the whole Mishpacha. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to talk a little bit about dreidel playing, gambling, etc. I mean, I found out rather recently that gambling is more of an issue than I thought, even amongst, you know, Achenu, Chevrei Beis Medrashenu. I only indirectly found out, very Erlich guys in Shul came over to me and spoke to me about different shilas, and it came out that that they gamble. So it's definitely something that's kedai to be mevara, especially now that it's dover be'itoi. So we're going to go through the sugya of gambling. And obviously in that topic is the concept of asmachte, yeshuvei shel olam, and other possible problems. So we'll start with the Gemara Sanhedrin. That's really the source, the beginning of everything. Maybe we should first start with Asmachta, just to get clarity of Asmachta. There's Kama Vakama Sugis and Shas, Nedorim, and Sanhedrin, and Baba Basra, that talk about Asmachta. And Asmachta, we say, there's a rule, Asmachta Loi Kanya, the way we paskin. Asmachta Loi Kanya. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Simin Reish Zayin. Asmachta loy kanya. Now, what's wrong? What does that mean, asmachta loy kanya? So, on the one hand, and the most machmer way to go about it is to say, anytime I go into a deal, any kind of deal, that I anticipate that it's going to come out in my favor. So when I'm obligating myself based on an anticipation. That's not, that doesn't work. Halachically, that's not binding. That's the most, you know, inclusive way of learning asmachta. If you learn asmachta that way, which is the way some teach it, the Yerushalmi actually calls asmachta itzumim. Itzumim is strength, because each party feels they're going to win. In other words, I'm going to win. I'm counting on my strength, on my itzumim. Doesn't mean physical. Whether it means physical, whether it means intellectual, whatever the reasons are. I'm going into something where I'm not 100. Look at Dover Shalei Balayelam. Ain't on the mark of Dover Shalei Balayelam. Why not? You can make a proper king and everything is good. Because the Chsaron Gemir is Daos. Why? Because even though I wasn't coerced, I did it in my own free will. And there I'm not betting against myself or betting for myself. I'm going into something, I know what I'm doing. But Chazal or Mishael, that so long that the thing is not here, there isn't a complete Gemir Zdas. So it's not called a Kenyan. So if you look at it that way, it's very logical to say that Asmachta suffers from the same problem. It's very similar to Dover Shalei Balayelam, but much worse. Dover Shalei Balayelam, to whatever degree, and let's talk about the classic Dover Shalei Balayelam. I want to sell the fruit of my tree. It's not like it's hard to envision, like I'm selling something, I have no idea what I'm selling. I know exactly what I'm selling. I'm a farmer, and I deal with the fruit of my tree every year, and I come to you in the winter, and I sell you the fruit that are going to come out of this barren tree. So the halachas is dover shalei b'li'olam. In fact, that is the machlokes. If I try to sell you dover shalei b'li'olam that we don't even know that will come, that doesn't have an eventual of coming, the Gemara comes out that afilu remeir is moedah. Even Rameh holds on the Makna Dover Shalei Balayelam agrees that that's limited only to something which we which we project with certainty, to whatever degree of certainty you can have, is going to come. So what I'm trying to say is, it's not so far-fetched to say that any transaction which is not absolutely confirmed at the time of the transaction is not binding. It's worse than davar shelo be'elam. That's not a that wouldn't be a difficult thing for us to wrap our heads around. It makes sense. It makes sense. The problem is that if we take it to that level, so then you should never be able to make a tanai. That would defeat tanoim. How could you have a tanai? How could you ever have a tanai in Kol HaTorah Kula? Every tanai should be asmachta. Every tanai means if this happens, it's a sale. If this doesn't happen, it's not a sale. Okay, so it's not confirmed. There's a confirmation issue. Okay, now in a loose way, we could answer it and say, but it's really not thoughtful to come out that way. Without delving into it, you could say, well, you know what? Tanai mul sachriti. Tanai mul sachriti, which means tanai is coming from a different angle. You see, asmachta, when I make a bet, for instance. So there, when I make the bet, nothing has been confirmed. Till whatever we're betting for happens, right? So at the time of the kinyan, it's hanging. The tanai, Chazal call mil sachriti, which basically is the tanai comes and basically uproots what happened. So if I'm a kaddish woman, I'm an asha titi li mesayim zuz. The kedushin is a kedushin. The mesayim zuz is not the kedushin. If it would be the kedushin, you'd have a problem of kikach v'lo kisikach. So the fact that she's giving me the 200 zuz is not the kedushin. Kedushin is confirmed today, Thursday morning, 9:30 in the morning. Confirmed, the kedushin is chal. Yes, there's a tanai that was nischadish that a tanai could come and uproot it. So one could say, well, you know what? That's a simple explanation why tanai doesn't have a smachta problem. Smachta is something where inherently the transaction itself inherently is unconfirmed, and tanai is you have a confirmed deal. And the acquisition is done, it's completed, and the only thing left is something can come from the outside and distort it. Something can come from the outside. The reason why I say that sounds good, the reason why it's lacking, is because we're dealing with a practical problem, we're trying to answer it in a lumdish way. Okay? The practical problem is, we're saying there's a Gemir's Das problem. Right? It's a practical problem. You know, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, it's really a Tshuva Sarosh, that if somebody is makda dover shaloi b'leilam, right? And he makes a shvur, he swears, not only am I selling you my oranges from my orchard that are going to grow this season, I make a shvur, I attach a shvur to it. So the Rosh says, then it works. How does that work? Because ideas are missing Gemir's Das. Once you attach a shvur, once I swore, that bridges the gap of Gemir's Das. Okay. Obviously, that only works if you hold the problem of Dovah Shalom Be'olam as Gemir's Das. If you hold the problem of Dovah Shalom Be'olam is that there's nothing for it to be chal on, it won't work. But that's the rush. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that's what Yaakov Avinu did with Esav. Why did he make him swear? So Rechaim HaKadosh says, because the Bechor was a Dovah Shalom Be'olam. Like the Ktzos himself asks. The Bechor was a Dovah Shalom Be'olam. So he had Esav swear. By Esav swearing, That bridged the gap of a davar shel be'olam. What I'm saying is that, so to tell me that there's a lomdasha difference between tanai and asmachta doesn't really satisfy us, because it's not a lomdasha problem, it's a Gemir's Das problem. So the Gemir's Das means that I'm sitting there at the time of the transaction, I'm going, well, I think it'll spin out my direction. So what's the difference if I think that's going to happen through a tanai which is going to come in and save me? Or because the transaction itself is unconfirmed until then. The bottom line is, I'm relying on not having to deal with this transaction, and that distorts the Gemir's Das. So that's why that way of learning, which again, would be the most simplistic way to learn, that doesn't really hold water. And the Rishonim is the kasha I'm asking about tonight. How does every tonight work? The Rishonim is this question. The Ramban... What do you mean?
I'm importing the hot cup. You yours for this price. Mine's, if I get it, we're both happy to have the transaction.
No.
Somebody's losing the bet.
You're talking about a different thing. A lot of times the guy's not happy. A guy gives his wife a get. He doesn't want it to be a get. He's hoping he'll make it in 30 days. And then he didn't make it. The Gemara and Ksubis deals with the problem if he's an oinus. He doesn't want that. He's counting on being home on day 30. He's devastated. He was counting on being home on day 30. His wife told him, you can't make the trip. I don't know if you're going to come back. He says, you know what? Fine. You let me go if I give you a get for Shloshim Yom. She goes, okay. If you make it tonight, Shloshim Yom, I'm going to... He's running to him. He misses it by one day. He lost his wife. He's miserable. He's a lot more miserable than the guy who's gambling who lost a couple of dollars. We'll tell that over to the Rebbezim. Anyway, so Lamaise, Tanai is not based on people being happy. You're right, there are Tanoim that people are happy. And they could be Tanoim. If you want to limit it to that, fine. So you could limit it to Tanoim have to be with people happy at the end. Okay, then we have a different picture of Tanoim. Then we have to go through Tanoim where two parties get involved. Which actually, what you're saying is not a krum azach by asmachta, by the way. What you're saying is not krum. There's a Mogen Avrom, and there's a Shiltei Gibarim that say, could you make a bet against yourself that you want to lose? Okay, you tell your kid, you know what, if you learn 6 hours, you don't think he's going to learn 6 hours. You learn 6 hours over Shabbos, I'll give you $500. No, I'm saying, forget tonight. You know, you could do it as a bet too. You tell your kid says, I'm going to learn 6 hours. I say, no, you're not. I bet you're not going to do it. You know what? If you do it, if you don't do it, then you have to give me money. So the Shiltei Gibarim says, that's not a problem of asmachta. You want that. As Mama Shiva, what you're saying. You want that. You're not betting against yourself. You're betting for yourself. I want that to happen. That's not a shayla. That's no problem. Over there, B'chiyai Gavna, that's not a problem. Fine. That's a different issue. That gets rid of the asmachta problem. But then we have to start then taking asmachta and tanoim, saying, you know what, they are the same. Grade, a tanai that you're happy with will work, and a tanai that you're not happy with won't work. Asmachta that you're happy with will work. That basically means asmachta tanai is the same, and you just have to look at the situation. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that asmachta generally doesn't work. Again, we have this case where some hold it works. And Tanai always works. We never say Tanai doesn't work. If it's the type of Tanai that you don't want that the conclusion should happen, it's... So you should know that the Ramban has this kasha. The Ramban says... Very interesting Ramban. The Ramban holds... that if a person makes a tanai that's not in their power, it's for the other person, then there's no problem of asmachta. But if you make a tanai, something that you're going to do, and then you weren't able to do it, it could potentially be asmachta. Ramban says the following lashon. Says the Ramban, the kosher, Halloy Tanai bnei Godo bnei Ruvein. The Raisehi. Ein kan chson shal asmachte. Says the Ramban. Kol dover atoli ba'acherim. Ein boi mishum asmachte. Kivin shasei mechal dasachem. We're going to get back to this far as well because, you know, right shortly after the establishment of the state in Eretz Yisrael, there was a tremendous mevucha about playing lotto. Playing lotto. The Sfardisha, some of the Sfardisha Poiskin felt they can't play lotto. That's also a bet. That's also a bet. You're going and you're making a bet and you're buying a lotto. So good, it's only a dollar. Who cares what it is? And now the guy who wins has a problem. If you don't win, you don't have a problem. You put a dollar into the pot. But if you win, Shkaich, thank you. If you win, then you have a problem. Because asmachta. This is a big tumult. Rabbi Avadia Yosef goes to town with this Shaila. Goes to town with this. Simon Vov, he has a whole arichas dvarim on this, because he wants to say this is totally in a machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah, and he feels that that's a problem. Now again, the Ramban learns that the definition of asmachta is where you're relying on yourself. Okay, you're relying on something that's by you. But if I make a Tanai that's not me, that's totally in somebody else, then that's not, does not have halacha of asmachta. That's the Ramban's klal. Kol dova atoli ba'acherim, ein bo'im mishem asmachta. Shetoli b'das acherim. That's what he says. Now, Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosha says the same idea. He says that the whole concept of asmachta can only be something that's biyodei shel adam, that you feel is in your domain, or at least psychologically you think so, and that could be constituted as asmachta. That's the reason is different. The svar is like this. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat Simin Reish Zayin brings down the inyan of Asmachta and puts in a tremendous kula, the Ramah. It's not his own kula, something he got from the Rishonim, but a tremendous kula he puts in the. Because we go to the Iker Din of Masachek Bekuvia. Seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara if Masachek Bekuvia is Asmachta or not. Seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara. Because one man d'omar says, Rav Shesha says the whole problem of Masachek Bekuvia, a guy is playing the game, Mafrich Hayenim, the whole problem is if you're having pigeon races, it's a problem of Enim Oiskim be Yeshuv Yisholayla. That's not the type of profession you should have. Okay? That's not a profession you should have. Sounds like, according to Rav Shesha, and that's the way many Rishonim learn, it's not a gambling issue. It's not a gambling issue. Romi Balchome comes in Mesechus and Hedland of Lamed Aleph, and he says that it's also because even if Yesh Lo Yom Mesechus, even if a person has another profession, on Sundays they gamble. Once a month they gamble. Doesn't matter how infrequent. The Posseliatus. So simple explanation of Machlekes here in the Gemara is that Romi Balchome holds it's Asmachta Loikanya. So it's Gzela. So what's the chiluk if the guy's a gazlan once a month? He's also posseliatus. So he steals once a month? Who cares how? He's a gazlan. And Rav Shesh is old, it's not an asmachta. For whatever reason. So the way the Ramah understands this is that asmachta means I'm relying on something. Okay? Not just I'm relying on winning. Yes, of course, that's or I'm counting on winning or and helping to win. Asmachta means more than that. Asmachta means I'm relying on a logical, some kind of a logical conclusion. Not stam. Yeah, I'm playing lotto. These are the numbers. Hopefully, I'll get the Mega Million. That's not a class machta. And the Ramah in Rei Zion, and that's why he says Mesachik Bekuvia Mafricha Yoinim. This is not good. You're relying on what? Yeah, you're lying, you think your bird will win, but there's nothing behind that. There's no meat behind that. That's not asmachta. The guy says, listen, I'm going to do this, kach v'kach. He thinks he really can do it. He thinks he can accomplish it. That's asmachta. It's not called asmachta. So the lashon of the Ramah in Rei Zayin is he says like this. Yeah. Loi mikri asmachta, he says, elo bedovo shetoli bedaitai ubechochma. But avlameni toli bedaitai ubechochma stam. It's wherever the chips fall. So Ramah says, fine. So that's not asmachta. It's not asmachta. L'chayre, that's the machlekes in the Gemara. L'chayre, that's the machlekes in the Gemara. The Mechaber seems to say it's always asr. Mechaber is not moderate. And the Ramah seems to be moderate. So Bavadi Yosef felt, okay, so Lotto, this was his Ashkofa Rishen. Lotto, if you hold like the Mechaber, that anything that you're going into with anticipation to win is a lost item. It's asmachta. So lotto is also awesome. You're not allowed to take the winnings. That's the gazel to guilt. You're not allowed to take it. That was about the Yosef's hashkofer rishayna. The Ashkenazim could play lotto. The Ashkenazim could play lotto. The Sfardim can't play lotto. That would be the maskani. You have to know, can Ashkenazi take the money that his father put in there? But that was his hashkofer rishayna of what should be the halacha. Okay? The truth is, and it's all based on this Ramah. Now this Ramah is similar to the longness of the Ramban by Tanoim. The same idea. The asmachta has to be relying on something. And what are you relying on? You're relying on this. Whatever you're relying on. Your chachma. You're relying on something. If you're not relying on... that's not the asmachta. What does that mean? Because then there's a gomer umakni. I'm gomer. I know. I'm playing a game. I understand the game cost me $1, but I'm playing a game. I understand that. And that's the mahalach of the Ramon. I always felt that lotto and all of these kind of things are not talim machlekes mechaber and ramor. They are, even the mechaber would agree that you could do it. And the reason is simple. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara talks about the person who's playing with the kuvia, with the boxes, or with the shells of the fruit, whatever they were doing there, and or he's running his pigeons. The Gemara says, what do you need both cases for? The Gemara says, if we just learned itana mafriche yoinim, if we would learn mafriche yoinim is a problem. That we understand is a problem because he's toilet badas yoinim. He's basing it on his pigeon. The Gemara makes a distinction the other way. That mesachik bekuvia is more than asmachta because he's toilet badas atzmai. Right? Conclusion is that they're both called mesachik bekuvia. So the question is, what's the conclusion? So I would say that the conclusion is, you still have to be toilet badass. You're toiling your pigeon. You're toiling something. You're not just shooting the dice. You're toiling in something. The Gemara is saying, each one of these, toilet badass yoni, is one level of basing your thinking that your pigeon is going to win. Toilet badass asme is another thing. But if somebody plays a game that they understand, that the conclusion has zero to do with their action, it's random. It's totally random. Then l'chayre, even the Ramah, even the Mechaber would agree that that's not an asmachta. So that's number one. That's one reason why I felt that the pious has no shaychus to asmachta. There is not one guy that will tell you that he's counting on any specific thing that he did that's going to make him win. He's counting. There's a random drawing. And by the fact that he has a ticket, it's possible that his ticket will match the drawing. But it has nothing to do with him. He knows there's zero to do with him. So there, mechtesa should be in the subachal. That's number one. Number two, the money, l'chayra, doesn't belong to anybody anymore. A regular asmachta, the pshat is, you and I are sitting and we're flying pigeons. So I'm holding on to my $1,000, and you're holding on to your $1,000. Now, your pigeon wins. So now you come to me, say, Rudinsky, give me $1,000. Asmachta loikad. If I smach the lake. Yeah. So now, when you come to take my $1,000, it's gezel de divrei. It's gezel mit rabbonim. You're taking $1,000, that's mine. I made a deal with you and I made a kinyan, whatever I did. I smach the lake. Okay? Here, by the girl, it's a whole different world. In order to be able to play lotto, you have to give the state $5. That money, that $5 right now, belongs to the state. That's not your money. It's not my money. If I win, the state awards me. The state gives me the particular reward. That money's not coming from you, Bichlal. Yes, if they wouldn't have enough customers, they couldn't do it. They need customers who buy into this game. But the bottom line is, when I'm getting awarded the money, I'm not getting your money. Yes, I'm getting money that came because you were a customer over there. What's up with them? The state, the zikr, not a problem. The state, it's not asmachta. The state, they're giving. No, and the state is giving. The shayla's not on the state. Even if Avadi Yosef is only dealing the shayla, you're getting Chaim Yankel's money. So I'm telling you, you're not getting Chaim Yankel's money. Chaim Yankel's money now belongs to Mifal Payas. Doesn't belong to Chaim Yankel. Chaim Yankel wanted to play a game. Mifal Payas told him, you want to play the game, it's a dollar. He says, oh, I hope I win. Okay, good. You're playing a game, you hope you win. Mazel tov. Shkoyach. Now the bottom line is, the state has money. And if my number matches the drawing, so the state awards me money. So therefore I felt that Lotto is, then this Shini Rishus, even if it would be Gezla, I'm not going to go into all these other things. Yirush Shini Rishus, it's kemat not shayach to say there should be an issue by a Lotto. So that's not, that itself is not a shayach. But L'chayra we see here, that according to the Mechaber, any kind of gambling where you're involved could be a shayla of Mesachek Bekuvia. And according to the Amor, it seems to be that if it's not totally in my chokhmah, then there's no problem. That seems to be the conclusion here of Rezai. Seems to be. If that's the case, so we have to go back to this. So if a person's playing a game, he feels he knows how to play the cards right, or he knows how to, fine, then you could say he's Seimech al chokhmah. If a guy's spinning a dreidel, he has no shlita over that dreidel. So l'chayr over there, the way I'm explaining it, zikha according to the Ramor, it's mutil. According to the Mechaber, we could start clearing. Right? Mistam Reb Avadi Yosef would say, for sure, according to the Mechaber, it's awesome. But B'nai Ashkenaz, l'chayr, would have no shayla to play dreidel. L'gabi this, l'chayr. L'chayr should be no shayla. But I feel that there's still a problem. I'm going to explain to you why I feel it's a problem. And why potentially it's a problem. Now again, a slot machine would be the same thing. A slot machine, l'chayra, is not totally b'chokhma. Right? A slot machine, a person, is not totally b'chokhma. He's right? I mean, I've never played it. But from what I understand, you just crank it, no? Moish, how do you do? Does anybody know, not that you play, does anybody know how it works? Moshe, you probably represented somebody. A button. You don't pull the crank. And what? And whatever, wherever it did. No, but I'm saying wherever it comes out, it comes out. It's random. So no guy can go to that machine and push the button and it be soymech on anything. So, what? Sounds like there's a lot of experience. Anyway, Lamaisa, by something, according to the Ramal L'chayra, something which is not, you have no involvement in it, and you can't rely on your expertise. Stomach randomly falls, that would not be a shayla, according to the Ramal L'chayra. And according to the Mechaber, it could potentially be. Rabbi Avadi Yosef would say, according to Mechaber, it's a problem. And I'm telling you that there's a tzad to say that even according to the Mechaber, you need to be toilet in something. Toilet b'das yoinoi, toilet b'something. If you're toilet with nothing, then even according to Mechaber, it should be mutil. But this is the debate. Now, dreidel. So what's the issue with dreidel? So I'll tell you what my issue here with dreidel is, even according to the Ramban. My issue with dreidel is like this. When a guy goes and he gambles, there are two types of gambling, okay? There's gambling where you make a proper kinyan before, okay? You make a proper kinyan before. And now we're holding after the kinyan. You made a kinyan. Now we're debating, was the kinyan a kinyan? So we have the machlekes, asmachta kanya, asmachta loikanya. We have all that whole debate. And then it's totally in the sugyan Sanhedrin, and then it's totally in the Mechaber and Ramah. That's all where there was a kinyan. But Bechiai Gavna, where there was no kinyan at all. There was no kinyan. Nobody was mocking anything to anybody. Elamai, we made up that if this and this happens, I'm going to give you money. Okay? So L'chaira, a deal like that, right? Al pi din, I'm not mechuyev to give you anything. Even if there wouldn't be a din of asmachta l'kanya. You understand what I'm saying? No kinyan, they didn't put the money anywhere, they didn't make any kind of kinyan. What happened here? Two people sit down together and they say, listen, if this happens, I give you $1,000. And if that happens, you give me $1,000. You don't have to come on to the fact that it's asmachta leikanya. Asmachta leikanya means I made a kinyan. Chalipin, I did a real bona fide kinyan, but I was relying on something. And now we say that midrabanan, since you were relying on a certain conclusion, so the kinyan is, there's no gemilas das on the kinyan. Yeah. But here, l'chayra, you have worse of a situation. If there was no kinyan at all, done, period, no kinyan done. And now, stam, we make a deal. If the gimel comes out, I'm getting $1,000. The gimel comes out by me, I get $1,000. The gimel comes out by everything. There was nothing binding between the tzadim and from a choshen mishpat standpoint. Even if asmachta would be kanya, there was nothing binding. So therefore, at the end of the day, when you're collecting the $1,000, it's worse than asmachta. It's worse than asmachta. Asmachta would make it better. Asmachta at most is the rabbanon problem. With the raisa asmachta kanya. Okay, so asmachta is the rabbanon problem. Okay, here I'm telling you it's worse than asmachta. Where's the kinyan? So there were old-fashioned ways they used to have a kli. The kli belonged to both people. There are ways how to make kinyanim. It's not the way people play dreidel. When I used to play with my children, so I used to say, okay, if I win, I get the money. And if you win, you don't get my money. Why? Because the Ramah brings down that the daf, in order to be makri, you have to have a daf, where the daf belongs to the parties. So there's like a kinyan on the daf, right? I said, Lamaisa, we're playing on my table, in my house, on my table. So for me, it works, but for you, it doesn't work. So Mel, if I win, I win. So my son Tainan, that doesn't work that way, because Manashach. If when he wins, he doesn't win, then he has no das to begin with. So he's not makhlit to me, even though it's my table. Okay, fine, that's a separate, we could go to Dintara for that. That's a separate child. But Lamaisa, L'chayra, by a regular case, unless the money, you makna the money, at the time when the person has to pay the money, right? At that point, there's no kinyan that's binding that. And since there's no kinyan that's binding that, you're taking money from somebody. So in a way, you could say it's much worse. I'm telling you, it's significantly worse. We're side of Mechaber, side of Ramah, doesn't matter what you hold, it should be a problem up Yalach. But in a way, you could say it's better. So it's a matana. So l'chayra, every dreidel, the way I'm learning, every dreidel game is a matana. The guy spinning a dreidel, okay, comes out a gimel. I owe you get a gimel. We make up, I'll give you $1,000. L'halach, I don't owe you $1,000. So now if I give you $1,000, it's a matana. So the chasara now turns out to be a maila. Anytime two people make a bet, right, and it's not binding, the way I'm learning, every bet without a kinyan is not only is a problem of asmachta, it's not a kinyan bechlal. So that means I don't have to talk al picha shemishpah, I don't have to give you anything. So now when I give you the $1,000 because you got the gimel, so l'chayra now, it's a matana. No gzele, it's asmachta. Yeah, but I don't, but al picha shemishpah, but I'm not mechuyiv to give the matana. Meaning, if there was a, what I'm trying to say is like this. If there was a kinyan done here, it would make it worse. Because now we have a kinyan. Now you got the gimel. So now you're goyva the $1,000 for me. Midaraisa, you could be goyva. Midarabanan, it's a problem of asmachta. Maybe according to the Mechaber, it'll be a problem of asmachta. According to Ramah, it won't be a problem of asmachta. According to the Mechaber, I'm saying, no, it's worse. There's no kinyan here. So now I'm telling you the flip side is, okay, it's worse. Because you can't be goyva for me. So now when I do give you the $1,000, it's a matane. Now you're saying, I want to, I don't want to. What's the difference? You have to go. Every anniversary present you gave your wife, you wanted to? Nobody knows who I'm talking to on the tape, so you don't have to worry. You could say one way or the other. Well, my... So, no, I had such a mice. Remember, I came back from the hotel. This is a mice I had five or 6 years ago in the hotel, Pesach. Some Baal Abbas came over to me during the Seder. He had a Shaila. He said, Rav David Yosef, you probably remember the Shaila with Avi Koyman, with the Lexus. A wealthy guy, he had his whole mishpacha there for the Seder with the Haim, ubneim v'talmideim dibasadim v'chol chasavasah. He spent who knows what he spent Pesach. So I guess the kids felt if he could spend that much money on Pesach, he could spend a lot of money for the Afikoman. So the kid who took the Afikoman, a married kid, took the Afikoman, he wanted Alexis to give it back. Elise. The kid was generous. He wasn't asking. Elise, Alexis. The father agreed to an accord. Handa. He said, no, he doesn't. It's past him. There's Kovar HaTeir. He doesn't drive with that. He wanted a brand new Lexus. That's what he wanted. So if he would have come to our community, you go to auction, I can get him a Lexus for $12,000. But daddy probably doesn't need the one. I don't mind the 2008, 2009. He, Mr. Tama, wanted a 2015. So the father agreed. He said, fine. He wanted to know if he mechuyev to taka do it. I told him there was no kinyan, there was no nothing. There was not mechuyev b'chlal. Not mechuyev to do it. What's going to be there with the Shalom Bayis? That's a different shayla. I'm just saying, he's not mechuyev to do it. He's not mechuyev to do it. So, if the father would have gotten him a Lexus, it wouldn't have been a smachte, it would have been a matana. It's a matana. So, l'chayre, every dreidel game that we have today without kinyonim, it's a matana that Reuven is giving Shimon at the end of the game. He got a gimel, he says, fine, I'll give you $1,000 matana. Shimon is turning to Reuven and giving him $1,000 matana. So, l'chayre, the whole smachte issue is moot. The ganze asmachtishim. And this would apply to kvitlach, and this would apply to all these mischakim, yeah? Where there's no kinyan. So all is zamire. Huh? Oh, by mesachak bekuvya, they made a hakna before they made a kinyan chalip, and they made a kinyan eschaydes. It wasn't stam, I will. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, chayre, if you have an amire without a kinyan, it's much worse, and because it's much worse, it's much better. It's out of the ballpark. It's out of Chesh and Rishput. Because there's no Kenyan, if there'd be a Kenyan, then we have to go through Simon Lama Dalit and Simon Rei Zion and decide, Masachik Bekuvya, not Masachik Bekuvya, Ramor, Mechaber, Ramban. We don't have to deal with that. Chesh and Rishput gets closed. There's no Kenyan in him. It's a neighbor, Shaila. You guys are friends. You made up. You want to do it, do it. Whatever you want to do, do it. You go over to the guy, you tell him, I'll give you a ride to the Chasana. You call him back 2 hours later, say, I can't give you right to the chasna. You won't take me to Dintana. No, same thing. Play dreidel, $1,000. Sorry, I decided it's not, I'm not in the mindset to give you $1,000. No, and if he gives, one second, if he gives it to you, it's not done. So this is the nekuda. L'chayra, it's a matan. L'chayra, it's a matan. So I'll tell you like this. There's a fascinating Sefer Chassidim, which is important to know, and it's also important to know this in business. It's not a small thing. It's a very chosh of a Sefer Chassidim, this Nekuda, and the Welt is not aware of it. But it's a fascinating Chiddush, he says. Sefer Chassidim talks about a case where you have a proper Kenyan, but you know that the other person only agreed to make that kinyan because they were embarrassed. They were uncomfortable not to make that kinyan. See, he says like this, the Sefer Chassidim. Hanoisein machmas kisufa. If you know the other person is giving you something, machmas kisufa. The guy will look at you like a jerk. Yeah, if you got the gimel and I would have given you $1,000, you wouldn't have complained. You would have taken it, b'lev shalom. Now that the gimel came out by me, now you don't want to give me. So I feel I don't want to be a sore loser. So Mamela, I'll give you $1,000 because I don't want to be perceived in that way. Zok to Sefer Chassidim. Kevon shehu nois noi rak machmas kisufo. Havilei gezel. Help am I, sir. Havilei gezel. I've been involved in different dinei Torah where the end of the day, the halacha was like one side over the other, and the side that lost put enough pressure on the other side, make them feel, I would never do this to you, and we know each other. Well, I don't have to tell you all the different sprachs that they could say. And the guy at the end of the day, or you could say, you know, I'm not going to do business with you anymore. I'm not doing, you know what, if that's the way you do business, I'm not doing business with you anymore. Okay, even Al-Pi Aloha, he was right. You're confident in Torah. The Rav paskins, Reuven is right. So Shimon tells Reuven, you know what? Either he tells him, if it was me, I've already been involved in many cases where this happened. I just want you to know, if it was me, I would pay. If it was me, I would pay. So now you put the guy in the matzav. Or you say worse than that. You know, I'm not going to do business with you anymore. The Rav paskin, so you won, but I'm not doing business with you. Zok to say for chassidim, if the guy gave you the money, shaloi b'leiv sholim. Not only shaloi b'leiv sholim. He only did it machmas kisufa. Right? Zok to harei ze gezel. He says, harei ze gezel. It's gezel. No, he doesn't want to do it with you. You are blackmailing him, basically. If the vort is like this, it's a compromise in chesh mishpat. If that's Ari what you're asking, then you're 100% right. Let's say a guy, he won the din Torah, it's very different. Sometimes a guy could win the din Torah because there's not enough proof. In other words, two people come to me. Okay, they have a chesh mishpat child. The end of the day is, Reuven's taina on Shimon is a good taina, but it's not sustainable in chesh mishpat. Okay, so Shimon, one second. Shimon is a muchzik. Reuven is coming with a taina. This happens a lot of times. And the dayan will tell Reuven, I'm sorry, Lavi, you're in the service business. I'm sure you've had that, where you could have a customer as a taina. And if they're a muchzik, so you eat it. It's a muchzik. I'm sure many of you have had such a thing. Muchzik. Well, my son, muchzik wins in Chayshim Mishpat. If it's, right? So there is nothing wrong with the customer saying, listen, Mr. Neilman, Mr. Kurzman, I don't mean anybody here, I'm saying, listen, I know that you owe me the money. So good, I couldn't prove it to the Rav. I'm not doing business with you anymore. That's kosher to do that. That's kosher to do that. Because Shaliyah Ninaitel. I will not do business with you. I know you swindled me. I will not do business with a swindler. I am Pichay Shemish, but I couldn't get it from you. Fine, I couldn't get it from you because I couldn't prove my position. There's nothing wrong with that, Al Pi Halacha. But if the Rav paskins that this was not a compromise, he's right and you're wrong. He doesn't owe you the money. 100% he doesn't owe you the money. And you turn to him and say, okay, you know, I'm not doing business with you anymore. Okay? Now the guy gives you money. So really, what you just, and he says, yeah, I'm giving it. It's okay. It's not okay. He's giving it to you because he doesn't want to lose the business. And you're threatening him that he'll lose his business. Right? But here I got him, it's fine for you not to use him anymore. But it's better for you not to use him anymore and not take his money. The Sefer Chassidim is saying, if he's giving you money, shaloi b'leiv sholim, right? Machmas kisufa, whatever it is, it's gezel. So then you could say like this, when a guy plays a game without kinyanim, like we do today, where there's no kinyanim at all, so the end of the day, it's only a matana, but the guy's only noisin machmas kisufa, that's a problem of gezel. So the only eitz I hear by dreidel playing is like this. I know some rebbes do it, big rebbes do it, and I hear in Brooklyn, my brother-in-law tells me they play mamish with tens of thousands of dollars. And the way it works when you play with a rebbe, they win. Meaning, no, I don't mean it that. I don't mean a moifis. I mean, whatever comes out, they win. The only shaila is how much they win. The rebbe doesn't pay you. If it's hay, it's hav. If it's gimel, it's geb. It doesn't matter where it is, right? If it's shin shno, whatever it is, they get. The shaila is only how much they get. So there it's something else. There you're giving moist at tztoke, right? It's a game. How you giving the tztoke? That's not a problem. That type of a game is not a problem. But when Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are sitting by a table and they play a game with significant money, okay, and they keep on playing, and the truth is that they're giving away money that matonim ruba, that they're only doing machmas kisufa, that's already running into shaila of gezel. So if it's a matonim uetas, so I tell the boys in yeshiva they should not play with matonim ruba bechlal. If you don't play with a matonim ruba, then you have no problem. A, das this dashal, and B, then I have a different chap. If it's a matonim uetas, you mechuyev to do it anyway. See, many of the achronim ask, asmachta loy kanya, fine. So mit rabbanon, the gambling doesn't work because you relied on your chal. I'm talking about the worst case scenario, where I'm relying on my ability to win. That's for sure an asmachta, according to Mechaber, according to Ramah. Right? Why aren't I mechuyev at the end of the day to give it to you anyway, to keep my word? The Gemara says there's a Mishapora, that you have to be Eimed B'diburai. In other words, every Asmachta, which Midarais is Kanya, Midarabonans like Kanya, forgetting you, so you're not supposed to take the money from me. You're not supposed to come to me and say, you have to give it to me, because Midarabonan is Asmachta. I'm talking about a real gambling, playing chess. Even the Ramah holds his gambling. Somebody who play a chess game. $5,000 chess game. Yeah? Even the Ramah holds that's called gambling. The Ramah would also, because you're relying on your Chachma. You're relying on it. The Ramah would also say it's gambling. Why at the end of the day, Lamaisa, you told him you're going to give it to him? There should be a Mishapara. Any Eimid B'dibugai. So the Hinshol Chatzedek. It's not Master Masha Kosabatera. Absolutely not. Master Moshe Kosh Batera means I'm doing something with Kinyonim. I'm not doing any Kinyon. I said, I'm going to give you. Forget Kinyonim. No Kinyon. I said, if you win the game, I'm giving you $1,000. That's my word. Hin shochot tzedek, mi shepora mido amabu, osuli mi shepora, osuli pora mi shein eimed b'diburi. Why don't we say the same thing here? And the answer, my friends, is, ein echanami. If it's a matonim uetas, you should do it. Because even if it's loy kanya, there's a din hin shochot tzedek. Hin shochot tzedek means when you give a word, you should keep your word. The halacha is, if it's a matonim uruba, then you don't have to do it. The whole din of hin shochot tzedek is only matonim. So the mile is when you have a matonim uetas by the dreidel plane, the mile you have is mamonim shuch. Sigh! Out yourself, you could take it because he's giving you a matana. Sai, Yen is chayiv to keep his word. If I'm playing a game of dreidel with you, and I, so what's called, so Ari is asking, what's called matana muetas? So the shiur that I give is money that you would pay to play the game. In other words, I want to play dreidel tonight, yeah? So let's say there was no winners. The money was going to someplace else. There's a fee. To come to play dreidel. You come to play dreidel. There's a game room, you play dreidel. Mistame, each guy, depending on where you're holding in life, because Matana Maruba is totally the person. You're holding in life. I would pay $50 to play dreidel. Yeah, that's by me. That's I'm playing a game of dreidel. For me, that's a Dover Mort, $50. So then, if that's Taka the Shear by you, Yeshiva guys, I say play with a couple of dollars. If you play with a couple of dollars, it's a Matana Muetas. Say you have the Ramor. Say you have the matona, and say you have Hinshul Chatzedek. Only Goyish money? No, he's saying if there's only a Goyish money. If the other side is only Goyish money, it's not a problem. What, you mean you want to do that as a living?
No.
It's still everybody's money, meaning if the game stopped right now, everybody still owns their money. That's what the Ramah talks about. If you have a kli that technically belongs to two people, it could be like a Kenyan Chotzer or a Kenyan kli, but without that, there are ways to do it. It could be orchestrated. It's not the way people play dreidel, but there are ways to do it that you could be mocked in the money. You could be mocked in the money to a third party. There are ways to do it. There are ways to do it. But the bottom line is, I think this Sefer Chassidim is not only to get a dreidel playing, it's something to keep in your mind. Many people coerce somebody else to do what they want. And according to the Sefer Chassidim, that is gezel. And it's something people don't realize. That has a din gezel. When you coerce somebody else to do something that they don't want to do, that they're not mechuyif to do al pi halacha. I'm not talking, if they're mechuyif to do it al pi halacha, there's no issue. But they're not mechuyif al pi halacha, and you coerce them to do it socially, Whatever your means are, business, social, whatever means you're using, that has a din of gezel. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Knowing that this sports team is going to beat this sports team, is that's relying on your das?
What do you mean?
Like if you bet on this sports team is going to beat this sports team, you bet you'll put money in. But they have websites nowadays that you put money in.
That's because you know the team and you rely on your... That's worse. That's even a Ramah would hope.
So like I know the guys in the team, though. They like each kid gives $5. And then they each do a...